Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Kay.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's good to be back. I'm good.
It's great to have you back.
Thanks.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks. Sorry about last week. It was an interesting day.
Well, I understand.
Completely.
Yeah, and I understand.
There was some digestive issues, which I had to turn my car around.
Yeah.
You know, not like who sang that song? To Blink 182? Is that what to turn the car around? What
is turn that? The car around.
Yeah, I don't know.
Blink 182.
I don't know. Wait, let me Google it, because I sound like an idiot. Turn the car. OAR. Okay.
What is that?
It's a band.
I feel like I need to hear a little bit of this, but maybe
it's from a song called Shattered.
Shattered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is it not like the hook, but it's a part of the song?
Yeah, I think it's part of the song.
But
it says Shattered. Parentheses. Turn the car.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're right.
On Wikipedia.
All right, you got it.
So I guess we can't play that because it's copyright.
No,
issues.
I understand. That's fine. Fine.
I mean, not a big deal, frankly, since it's not like a super monetized podcast anyway. So whatever.
NBD.
What?
Not a big deal.
Oh,
I don't know. Never mind.
I felt like an old lady just then.
What? Okay.
Anyway. Yeah. So I'm back in the studio.
Yay!
I don't know what we're going to talk about on today's show, but we'll possibly give you an update to what we've been up to and what happened last week. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Well, these are some of the best shows when we don't know what we're talking about.
That's right. And maybe you got some weird news over there. And we'll definitely probably be talking about food.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, we'll talk about food. We got some snacks here.
We got food right here. And I have a special drink, which I'll probably have to just after the intro, we're gonna just whip that out.
Really curious about this.
Yeah, I think we're just do the intro, and I'm gonna just whip it out.
All right. That sounds good.
It's gonna
set the precedent for a good time.
Okay, I like that. This is awesome.
It's good times.
Just all of a sudden, just like that.
All right. I hope some people are listening. That'll be fun.
I hope so.
That'll be real fun. Maybe
we had a few listeners last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I'll promote a little bit.
I just put it on the Facebook there.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Yeah. You never know.
All right. Oh, I just clicked out. I just clicked out of the show. It doesn't matter. You're in the studio. It's fine.
I'm in the studio.
It's all fine.
I don't remember what episode this is, but I'm in here.
I think it's 336, but I'm not quite sure. But anyway,
it's pouring out there. It is 336. That is that has been confirmed.
All right, I'm gonna mute my
episode
machine.
Episode 336.
And I'm gonna click.
Get the link.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the link.
Yeah,
but
first
I gotta mute the machine.
Put it out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it out there.
Get it going.
For my million followers on all my social platforms.
Million. That's a lot.
It's not a million.
That's a lot.
It's not. I'm exaggerating.
That's a lot of people.
I'm exaggerating. But it is close to like 50,000 maybe.
Whoa.
Like
whoa.
Total.
Whoa. Oh
like
my
total?
Goodness.
Holy shit, come up.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I say 50,000 total.
50,000.
Yeah, 50,000 from YouTube plus Facebook plus Instagram plus Twitter. 50,000 is my total reach.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I have to know this now.
Some people must be fans of the Derek and Kay show.
There's definitely some fans that have crossed over.
There's going to be crossover there.
There's a little bit of crossover, which is why I'm posting to my social networks.
Hi, folks.
Right now.
Hello. How you doing? I know it's always Kay, but now there's Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's cool.
You got fans.
No, I like it.
Yeah. It's good times.
Cool. Good times.
All right. So we start to shart. So we start.
Let's shart the show.
Because that would be, I mean, maybe it would make for good radio, but I mean.
Shart the show.
I don't really want to do that.
No.
I really can't right now.
No, good.
You know, We've done our stuff already today.
Mm.
So I'm a once a day.
What?
Oh,
we've talked about this before.
Oh, that's right. Wait.
This is good radio talk.
All right, let's go back into it because now I'm curious. All right, let's just start the show.
Okay, all right. Good times. Here we go.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
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 Hello, motherfucker.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
This is fun.
This is fun.
Oh,
touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them.
It's that woo woo. You know what I'm saying? Woo woo.
Shake that booty.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Yeah, baby.
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Hey now.
I am just listening.
Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school. Woo-hoo! With the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
What is up, everybody?
Yeah, we are broadcasting live from a Boston suburb. This is episode 236. And today is June 2nd, 2019. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Time to be mowing the lawns. That's what I was doing a little bit earlier. We are over 250,000 listens and growing. And we are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet! And sitting right across from me is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Vika, Vika!
Hello.
Yeah!
If you guys are interested in learning more about us, dkpodcast.com. We are also on the, are we on Facebook? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, sure.
We're also on Facebook and Twitter, but we tweet what we Facebook, so.
We tweet what we Facebook.
It's twice the love, isn't it?
No, I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so if you, you know, but if you're listening live and you're on blogtalkradio.com, you can apparently go into the chat room, or maybe you can't.
No, it's not working so well right now.
Okay, well, you can't. Well, you can just listen. If you want to say hi to us, you can tweet us at DK Radio Show. Or you can, you know, say hi to us on Facebook. Our chat room isn't working right now. There's nothing I can do about it.
It's not our problem.
Yeah. You know, I mean, frankly, I...
Oops, 500.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Oh, 500. That must be an error number.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? I got... Mm-hmm. That must have something to do with the outage of YouTube today and a bunch of other social network platforms.
Interesting, yeah.
That happened. Cha-cha-cha.
Whoa.
So I know some of you listening to the show have found me from my YouTube channel, The Organized Soprano.
Nice.
And I've come over and listened. So I was scheduling a bunch of videos to go live this week so that I could concentrate on opera rehearsals and not shoot videos. I'm going to shoot some. I just didn't want to be focused on editing and still maintain my schedule. However, in the middle of doing some of that, YouTube went down and I was very angry. And so was every other creator on the platform and people who were watching. So they all went on Twitter and were like, what happened to YouTube? And apparently it was like a bunch of East Coast areas and it was like a lot of Google and Google related platforms like, but also like Snapchat. And
really?
Yeah. And
this is big news.
Gmail Suite. Yeah.
Oh, Gmail?
Yeah. Gmail for some people. My Gmail was fine.
Oh, I haven't noticed
not
that.
Affected. Nothing happened to mine, but I mean, maybe someone tried to send me an email. Didn't work. But,
man.
I didn't notice anything wrong with my Gmail, but I did notice that YouTube was down. So, it was big panic, from our, when YouTube goes down, I feel like my life stops a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people feel like that as well. So there
was
a lot
of power
panic.
Going out.
Yeah. There was a lot of panic on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like people were, it was panic city. It was like the, you know, Empire State Building was on fire or something like that, and they
yeah,
were inside.
Yeah, right.
What are we gonna do? So, but it's because, and I was mad because I had a video scheduled to go up at 5.
Uh-huh.
But it's fine. I just put it up, so okay. Happy watching.
Nice.
But the one last week is where the one where you can see Clover being upset by the fake dog.
Oh, I gotta see this.
It's really funny.
I got it.
It's like the last minute of the video.
That sounds cute.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining because I thought, And I actually knew, I knew he would think it was a real dog and be freaked out by it because he's freaked out by like lookalikes, you know. But I think maybe that's like every dog, because Gordon, our trainer, has a fake dog in his trunk to like do experiments with when he's doing training. And he was scared of that dog too.
I gotta see, that sounds really cute.
It's actually really adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do? You can't have it around.
No, I let him investigate it.
You bring it out for special occasions.
Yeah, yeah. He by the time it had been out for like maybe 5 minutes, he was kind of over it.
Mm-hmm.
It took a few minutes.
That's cute.
It took a few minutes. Oh, I should get my surprise out before we start having fun.
We've already been having fun. I mean, this is
definitely already having fun.
Great. Oh, the screen keeps crapping.
So
out.
I got
that's annoying.
What's going on with
I don't know.
Oh, you might need to put that in the front yard or something.
Put that in the front yard.
You know how many like old computer screens I see in the front yard and on the sidewalk and stuff like
saw
that?
Some TVs and stuff like that.
So I brought the blue gin.
Oh,
just a little bit of the blue gin.
Oh, look at that! Oh, it's in a bottle.
It's
there.
It's in a special bottle. I decanted it into this bottle.
That almost looks like something you shouldn't be drinking.
It doesn't.
I think I still have that tab open over here from our show.
Oh, the Charish blue
Charish
magic gin.
Blue magic gin.
Yeah. So I'm gonna.
This is exciting.
I guess I'm gonna make a cocktail.
All
over
right.
Here.
Yeah.
I'll make some cocktails over here.
But this is the thing. Where it's changing color, right?
I hope I have enough. Yeah.
That looks like a good amount there.
Yeah, I think it looks like enough.
You got the ice, right?
Yeah, I got
we
the
got
ice.
Both kinds of ice.
Maybe it's not enough.
Oh, is it not?
We got one shot.
Well, can Sweetie have a little bit?
Yeah.
There's enough for... Yeah, okay, we got enough.
But it's not a lot.
Well, that's... Yeah, we got plenty. We got more gin. We can hit some more gin.
We could add some other gin to it.
Sweetie, look at this gin.
We could hit it with different gin.
Look at the color of this. Whoa. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, we need to have like
and we got tonic too.
The full experience. So we got
We got diet and we got regular.
Okay, I'm gonna put some ice in.
We got two kinds of tonic.
I guess I should have put the ice in first.
That's okay. That's all good. So this is a very interesting. It's a Portuguese. Is that right?
I guess
a gin. Let's see. It's
make a little mini one over here.
Extract from blue pea.
Yeah, it's like up. It was a flower apparently.
It's weird that they don't say peas.
What do you mean?
Oh, a pea, like
a pea is a flower.
Okay. It just, to me, it sounds like.
You know, like sweet pea?
I guess so.
Yeah.
When
it's
I see
flower.
Pea, I think of something else.
I noticed you got the diet tonic water.
We got
who's
both.
Who's on a diet?
We got both. It's all good.
Who's on a diet? Oh,
you know, just sometimes you might want a different tonic. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Look, and it turns pink.
Oh, look at that. It went pink. Look at that.
Pink.
It was dark blue and now it's pink.
Isn't that crazy?
There we go. Wow.
It's
look at that.
It's magic color changing tonic.
Wow. Oh, now it's pink.
All right. This one is a little smaller, so I'm going to have to pour a little less.
Look at this. All right. Now it's blue and now it's pink.
There you go.
That looks exciting.
Isn't that incredible?
I'm really curious
it's
to try this.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's literally just science, but.
It's literally just science.
Wait, where?
Well, wherever you
want. I'm going to put this on the floor.
Oh, okay. You put it on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
We got
all right.
Crunchy curls, Trader Joe's.
Here you go. Yeah, I didn't stir this, but okay. We're gonna have to deal with it. All right. Maybe like we'll do that a little bit. All right.
Shake
cheers.
Hey, cheers. Cheers. Good for the show.
Gin and tonic time.
Nice.
Mmm.
Oh, that's really good.
Isn't it nice?
That's really good.
It's a lot like Brockman's, but it's a little. It's not as like.
It's a little. It's not as sweet as Brockman's.
Yeah, it's got some cinnamon notes to it. But that Brockman's like
I really like
doesn't
it.
Have. Yeah. It's kind of
you gotta
it's
try
expensive.
This. Yeah. Is it oh my goodness.
Yeah, we made you
a little mini one.
We got a little one.
We ran out, but
I knew I should have poured more in there.
Get a little pull of that one over there.
Get some of that.
Right there.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think, because I know you like the Brockman's. It's
whoa.
Isn't that good? It's good gin.
That's tasty.
Yeah, it's like it's got some spiciness to it that the Brockman's does not.
Ooh. Juniper.
So it's very tasty.
Coriander.
It's very tasty. Coriander. Mm.
Wow. All
right.
It's a fun color too.
Yeah, that's fun, right?
It's like pink.
It's pink.
Well, it's thank you for bringing this.
You're
that
welcome.
Is super cool.
I brought a party a little bit.
Yeah, you brought a little party with you. I like this.
Oh, I guess I should exit out this window and get this kid so we don't get that echo of the show.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Up on there. Yeah, okay.
Now I usually make that mistake myself.
Put the sound back on my computer. So anyway, sorry about last week. My dog had ticks on him, like all over him.
Yeah.
And I was kind of traumatized. Because I'm afraid of ticks more than I'm afraid of spiders.
Well, and that's pretty big because I know Kay doesn't like the spiders.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it with spiders. I'm like a little bit afraid of them, but not really. But like ticks, I have real, like, they freak me out like on like another level.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that happen with those.
I found one on his nose.
Oh, geez.
And one between his toes.
Oh, the poor pup.
So, I mean, I had to search real hard for it.
Yeah.
And it like the little legs wriggled when you grab it with the tweezer.
Yeah.
Trauma.
That sounds, a lot of screaming. That sounds rough, yeah.
Trauma. And I guess we took a picture of it.
I don't remember seeing a picture.
Well, we took a picture of it. Eve took a picture of it. I didn't really ask for the picture.
Okay.
I mean, who wants a picture of a tick? But I guess I could ask for a picture of it so that we could identify it. But it looked like maybe it could have been a deer tick. So I'm really upset. Oh. I don't think that there's a chance. I think that there's like not a good chance that he's going to contract any diseases from it because it was on him less than a day.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I think it takes like 24 to 36 hours or something like that. So, and he's on a tick medication anyway. Like, so I guess there's pesticide in his bloodstream or whatever, and they die after 8 hours. So, I mean, I don't know if it works because I've never had a tick on him before. I don't know if it works. I haven't found dead ticks. So that's a thing. But I mean, it's an inevitable part of like dog ownership, you know, or cat ownership if they go outside.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
But like, it was traumatizing.
Oh, jeez.
And I was afraid that like Eve had brought all the ticks from the yard in the apartment.
Uh huh. All the ticks.
All the ticks.
Yeah.
Like nobody wants the Lyme disease because that's no good.
No, I know, I know, I know a few people that have been infected by it. It's serious business.
It's not fun.
No. Nope.
And I mean, it varies from person to person and how badly it affects your life.
Well, sure. And probably what you get too.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with any of that nonsense.
Oh,
so,
man.
Eve has learned a very hard lesson not to let the dog run through tall grass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I am just listening.
I almost texted him the warning of and said, do not let him run in grass.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't.
You let it go.
And that, yeah, I should have. Yeah. And you know what? I always should trust my instincts, and sometimes I don't go with it.
Yeah, there's
and
a thing like that. Yeah, right.
I'm like, yeah, it's fine, but I'm like, you know what? You should have. If you have an instinct, you should probably go with it. It's like the best thing to go. What is going on with your screen? It's making me crazy.
I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. I guess I could turn it off, but I'm going to need it at some point.
You need that screen, though, don't you?
Yeah, at some point I'm going to need it. I don't know what to do about that.
So, do you go to number two more than once a day? Did we discuss? We discussed this before?
Oh yeah, we've talked about this on the show. You know, Kay, there's a few things I'm good at, but that's one of them.
Is good as going number two?
I on the schedule.
What's the schedule?
It's pretty much morning, afternoon, and night. Yeah.
Like Clover.
I'm pretty good. Like clockwork.
That's like Clover.
Wake up, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes in the afternoon, in the morning after breakfast.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon after exercise.
Kind of the same thing.
And then at night after dinner.
I understand there's people that don't go for days.
Yeah.
That's really weird to me.
Yeah. And apparently it's normal for them.
I guess it could be. I don't know. I don't know what's normal, really.
Nothing's normal.
It just sounds weird to me. Like really? You haven't gone since yesterday?
Yeah, that would
like,
be
I've
weird
gone,
to me.
I've gone like twice or something or three times since yesterday. But I guess that's the thing that happens to some people.
Is it a big production every time or just a little one?
It's just normal. It's just a thing. You just wake up, you know, drop. out we go and then into the shower.
How many nuggets?
You want me to count? Kay's very detailed oriented. Well, if I had to give a number, which I'm not too sure about.
Like
I
may, every time, each time.
I may say we might be talking like 2 to 3.
Okay, I guess that's like the average amount.
Small to average.
So that's
size.
Like a real like a,
not
like
big.
A, like, but that's like a legitimate this, like bowel movement each time.
Yeah. No, I think so.
Boy, this is fascinating.
Full size every time.
Well, I don't know. I'd say small to average.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna say like these are like wow. Take a look at this. You know.
So maybe your body is spacing them out or something.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because I feel like I go in the morning and it's like a major event.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like it's all out.
Yeah. Like my body's saving it up and then like we go once. Sometimes if I've had multiple cups of coffee, I'll go after each cup.
Oh, so you're regular stimulated. Too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I go and after coffee every morning.
Oh, so it's,
sometimes I'll go before.
So it's a scheduled thing with you.
Yes, every day, every morning. In the morning.
Usually. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same page.
If it's this time of the month, I might go more often. Oh. Because I guess that messes with your whole like going. But like, yeah, like certain times of the month, certain days of the month. I'll go like all day long.
All day long.
Yeah. I'll have like multiple sit downs and I'm like, oh, we're pooping again.
I got the same thing. And so I get annoyed because I'm like, you know, I'm really busy.
Yeah.
Like, really?
It stops your whole day.
I've already done this a couple times today. So, yeah. Okay. All right.
And ever since I started taking iron, it's been a little more frequent.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
You get the darker poo?
People
love this on the radio, by the way, right?
Maybe.
This is why people tune in.
It's evened out with the color, I think. It used to be in the very beginning, it was like really dark black.
Oh, it's evened out. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. This is some good gin,
it's
Kay.
Good gin. Yeah, isn't that good?
This is like no other gin I've ever had.
It's kind of magical.
It is.
Well, it's magic gin.
I guess it is magic gin.
You're going to have to get yourself a bottle.
I'm going to have to.
It is expensive. I'm not going to lie.
Those who are just tuning in, Cherish Blue.
It sounds like you're saying magic, something like you can't talk.
Like,
Cherish.
Like you've had too much gin.
Already.
Yeah. Yep.
Cherish. Why did they have to put two SH sounds at the ends of the word? It makes you sound
S-H,
like
S-H,
you're already
yeah.
drunk.
That's true.
Cherish.
Blue pea.
Cherish Blue Magic Gin.
It's Portuguese.
40% proof. 40 proof. So it is not cheap. It's like, I mean, I think they sell it at like a Total Wine, don't they?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Total Wine has everything.
I think the bottle was like $40-some.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap. I bought it and I saw it. I had it in my hand. And they were like, 40, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, YOLO.
YOLO. It's a pretty looking bottle.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty substantial bottle. It's really heavy, actually.
It looks like it takes up a lot of shelf space.
It does, which is kind of annoying. I wish it was like more of a tall, skinny looking yeah. like, sleek bottle, but like whatever.
This is as wide as it is tall, almost.
It's like. Really, yeah. It's kind of a weird shape. Like, why is it shaped like that? I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Explaining the botanicals, juniper, coriander.
Loads of raspberry and strawberry notes up front.
Cardamom.
Stem ginger and coriander arrive in support. But the berries are the main attraction here. This is a review. Quite spicy at first. Cinnamon and more ginger. Waves of lemon and angelica develop. Another burst of berry notes later on. Soft juniper and a pinch of leafy coriander.
Wow, that's very detailed.
Yeah. Cardamom in there? I can't tell that. I don't know.
I like that. I'm almost curious to try it. Have you had?
I have had it neat. That's what you're asking. I have had it.
How
neat.
Is it?
It's not as good as Brockman's neat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's better in a cocktail. And plus, I mean,
you don't get the color change fun
because you have to put acid in there to get the color change. So I guess you could put lemon juice in there to get the same effect. Drinking the drinks. A little ASMR for you.
It's a good sound.
Although I don't think the people who listen to our show are into the... Well, you never know.
You never know.
Who is in the ASMR market.
I feel like Gumby might like that. Mm-hmm. No?
I don't know.
Did you check out our... thanks to Gumby.
I didn't get to listen to it.
For helping close out the show last week. Did you hear that?
No? I was afraid to listen to it.
You were afraid to listen to it?
Yeah.
It'd bring back some bad memories?
Well, I didn't want to... I was afraid of what might have been captured by my own mic.
It was... I don't think that came across. But
okay, good.
It was... We had a fun time. And thanks again to Gumby, who was listening live.
Thanks for saving the show.
Who called in. And we closed out the weird news together. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I was afraid to listen
hour.
To it.
Gumby's on the Possum Hour.
Mondays and Fridays
yeah.
at 10. Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Which is too late for me.
Which I haven't been on in a
so
while.
So I got to listen to it afterward.
I do like their show.
Yeah, they have a good thing going on there.
As I've always said, it's like a sister show. If we were on a radio station, we'd be on the same channel.
I wish we were on a radio station.
Right? Wouldn't that be cool? We'd probably be morning. We'd be morning or
morning zoo. I don't know.
Morning zoo.
Afternoon.
Or
is the sun back out? Is that over? That whole rainstorm.
Wow, that's really weird, right? Look at it. It looks bright out there.
Yeah. It was a summer squall or something.
Something that just changed really quickly.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh well, I guess we got some well needed hydration for the plants.
It's as I say, it's good for the grass.
It's good for the grass. It's bad for my house cleanliness because the wet paws that come in, but it's fine. I got a whole like collection of succulents and stuff that I'm growing.
Oh really? What are you growing? We got stuff growing.
I got some ghost.
Tell us about it.
Ghost petal plant.
Ghost petal plants?
They're really cute. And I have a jade plant, a little jade plant.
Oh, nice.
And I have a little, like one of those cactuses. I don't forget the name of it. It's got a little red ball on the top, but it's green.
Oh, cute.
It's cute. And then I have a little polka dot plant, which is not a succulent.
Is it like a green leafy thing?
Green leafy thing with pink polka dots on it. It's adorable.
Oh, I think I've seen those. I don't know what that is.
It's adorable.
It's a little plant. I'll have to see that.
What else do I have? I think that's it. Oh, I have that bamboo that I've been nursing since we moved in.
Oh, I like the bamboo.
Yeah, bamboo. So
that's pretty easy to take care of.
Yeah. I get some brown leaves every now and again, but it's been pretty good.
You just keep it wet pretty much, right? I mean
it's in like a little I don't know. It's in like one of those thin and long vases that they gave us when we moved in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was like one of those like housewarming gifts from the builders.
Rocks at the bottom.
There's no rocks at the bottom.
Oh no, just water.
No, just water.
That's easy.
They're just hanging out in water and chilling.
We planted some stuff last weekend. We got the purple basil.
What kind of purple basil?
I have no idea.
Because I think there's like
maybe you know more about this.
There might be a couple varieties of basil that are purple, but I know the one purple basil that I grew was like really spicy basil.
Is it spicy?
You could only like put it in drinks because it was like the taste was too intense. Did you try some?
No, it hasn't come up yet. This is pretty much why I planted it. Was I was thinking about for drinks.
Because
you got me on interested in that when you make the grapefruit cocktails with a little basil leaf. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That's some good stuff.
So that's where it's at.
We planted that. We planted some. Oh my gosh, where do we plant catnip? Of course.
Oh wow! Careful with that. That's going to take over your whole.
It's like a weed.
It's a mint.
Yeah.
It might take over your whole. Is it contained?
I think it's got its own box. We did a box.
Okay.
Like a window box situation.
Oh, it's in a container.
We haven't put it out in the yard yet.
Okay. As long as it's not in the yard, I don't put it in the yard.
It's going to get crazy. Yeah, okay, that's good to know. We got to remember
any
that.
Any of the mints, because any of those cat mints, there's a mint.
Yeah.
Mint. It's like Starbucks. It's gonna be all around your house, and across the street, it's gonna be everywhere. All you're not gonna be able to control it.
All right. Well, we gotta plant mint too. I feel like I'm planting herbs for cocktails. Okay. Basically, that's
keep that in a container as well because that's like
that will go crazy.
That's also like Starbucks.
I like some mint. We planted some cilantro also.
Oh, that's good. You have to plant that multiple times.
Though. Really?
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
We got a few. We got a pot and we got like a window box
because it grows and then it like fizzles out.
Really?
It grows and then it goes to seed really quickly. It also is a cold weather lover, so once it gets really hot, it's not gonna like it.
Oh no.
You know.
Hmm.
But you can move it away from the sun.
Well, we're learning.
It might like it.
We're half shady back there.
Oh yeah. So grow it in your shady spot, it might like it.
All right. Well there we go. Yeah,
it don't like no heat.
All right. I don't think we get a lot of sun back there.
Basil loves it.
Basil loves the heat.
Loves it. Loves it. Eats it up.
Well, we can move those boxes.
Are you going to grow some peppers as well? Or the animals going to eat those? Yeah.
Like green peppers or what?
Hots. I don't know. I'm jealous because I wish I could grow stuff because I love that.
Yeah.
Growing the hots, peppers was like the most satisfying thing in the world. I love hots.
I would be into that. We also have, I was just thinking of the one other thing we planted. We got two boxes of snap peas.
Oh, that's good.
So that would be good.
Those never make it inside the house.
They never make it inside.
You're like, I'm just going to pick some snap peas.
And then they're gone.
Yeah, and then you just eat them.
Off the vine,
they're
delicious.
So good.
Yep.
Nature's candy.
Nature's candy. Absolutely.
I bought some snap peas to like take to rehearsals as snacks, and they are good. But they're not as good as that fresh picked. Like a snap pea moment.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Yeah. So they're so sweet and yummy.
I'm gonna Yeah. We'll try to save some for you when if they do ever come
up. Nice. Yeah. Nice. It's a little late to plant. Do you plant the actual pea or you have pea plants?
I don't know. They're like seeds. Mm. A little late for that?
It's a little late, but I think you can still get a good harvest.
All right.
They don't like hot weather either. Okay. They're like a springtime kind of dealio.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Like potato.
Yeah.
But they might be okay.
Tell me about potato.
I haven't grown potatoes, but I know that they like I know you plant them in like the fall and then they like take a long time. It's a root vegetable. But you have to wait. I have to wait like a long time.
Huh.
Like months.
Months.
Yeah.
And it's underground. Like, how do you know you got a potato?
I think you just gotta.
You
gotta go for it. Gotta dig. I think it takes a certain amount of time. I don't know how long. I've never grown a potato.
I would. It'd be
fun though.
I love potatoes.
I love potatoes too, man. I made some potato chips last night.
Oh yeah, tell me about the because it is a food show.
It's a food show for sure.
Yeah,
and we're talking about edible gardening.
Potato chips. You made potato chips?
Yeah. I'm making my own junk food now.
That's great. Well, it's better
than going out and buying Lay's or whatever.
Better for you too, probably.
So I last night I was so tired from rehearsal. Was it? Oh yeah, it was like. Wait, this was not last night. This is the night before. This is like Friday. So it's Friday. I came home and it's like 9:30.
Yeah,
and I was like, what am I gonna do? Because like Eve was out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
I am just listening.
And I was like, I really want French fries or potato chips.
Of course.
So I got a potato.
Who doesn't?
This is what I do. I just get a potato. Mm-hmm. I take my mandolin.
Uh-huh.
And I like do the thinnest slices.
You don't mean the string instrument?
No, not that one. You can't make potato chips with it.
Okay.
You can make the potato chips with the mandolin that you get from like William Sonoma.
The little thing where you can go like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I got one from Oxo. It's plastic. It's really good. It's mm-hmm. not as good as like a, you know what? I'm in the market for like a nicer mandolin, like a legit mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Oxo one isn't terrible, but like it's not the best.
Okay.
But you gotta be careful. You slice your finger off. It's
yeah,
terrible.
You don't. Yeah, yeah. No, you don't want it.
I have that little protector thing, so you don't actually touch the mandolin.
That's good.
But I slice them mm-hmm. in real thin, and I put them in a bowl, put a little olive oil in there, salt, pepper, some rosemary on there, put them on a baking pan.
Yeah,
I bake them because I'm not into frying.
Right.
Because I think that's a slippery slope. You know what I mean?
Well,
like if I had a deep fryer. Can you imagine all the things I would be eating all the time? No, no way. I'd be baking donuts. It's a hot mess. Okay. There's no deep fryer that's ever. I've thought about it multiple times. I'm like, ooh, wouldn't it be fun to have a deep fryer? And I'm like, yeah, it would be.
The smoke alarm goes off.
A little smoke alarm going off all the time. Oh wait, did you watch that YouTube video where the smoke alarm went off and my camera broke?
No, I would like to see that because we talked about it on the show, and I remember
we had to do a little YouTube viewing after the show.
I could be interested to see that.
There's a couple things you need to see. You need to see that, and you need to see the fake dog with Clover.
I do want to see that too.
That's pretty funny.
I forgot there's an update. A loyal listener, Dom. I'm not sure if he's listening, but he might be.
Okay.
He wanted to
Dom.
Yeah, he wanted to point out that you can't cover up the smoke detector because they've got some kind of infrared sensors.
Oh.
And it'll just end up flipping, going off if it's covered.
Oh.
I don't know, but that's what he said. He wanted to point that out.
Hmm.
I don't know. But you got to make
it's
your videos.
It's a losing proposition every time.
What are you supposed to do? You got to open the windows?
I guess, but then it messes with your video sound.
Oh, that's right. You're going to get some traffic noise.
Yeah, so we're going to get street
calls. All that
so
kind of stuff.
We live
you can't
in
have
cité.
Any of that, yeah.
Yeah, so like if we lived in the country or whatever, I would definitely open my windows.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't have good ventilation. That's the whole thing. Like, I don't want to have to open my windows if I want to like sear a steak.
Right. It shouldn't be that hard.
So, because I turned the fan on, but then the fan also messes with the audio too. So it's like,
I bet. Yeah, it's tough.
It's a lose-lose. So maybe I should consider that in my next sponsored videos. Like, not to get things that I have to like sear meat.
Yeah, that you have to smoke the place out, right? Yeah, I mean, seriously.
That was like a poor choice now that I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I should just stop searing meat in videos. Like, that's not...
It's a pretty good rule of thumb.
That would probably solve the problem right there. I didn't even think about that.
Mm.
I was like, oh, we're just going to make this... what did we even... Oh, it was pork chops.
Pork chops.
Was it pork? No, it was pork loin. Sorry.
Oh.
It's pork loin.
Like, I know the difference.
Well, one's the loin and...
What?
One is... I don't know where the pork chop comes from.
Lifelong vegetarian over here.
Well, the loin is like part of your leg, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know either. Where does the... Hold on. Let me Google it. Loin.
Okay.
A part of the body on both sides between of the spine, of the spine.
Hmm.
It's from beside the rib cage, like right here. Here's your loin.
Oh, geez.
Right here.
Like the sides.
Yeah, kind of like beside your rib, your like below. Let's see, before.
So you're basically having some side meat.
Yeah, side meat.
Side meat.
Side meat.
Mm.
And then the pork chops. I don't know where those come from. I don't know where those come from. Side the chops meat. Are good though. I might have to get some chops on the way home. But anyway, so we're cooking pork loin, and like we're searing the pork loin on the browning the pork loin on the stovetop.
Yeah.
In the stainless steel pan.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we should probably consider. Well, this it doesn't make any difference to me. It would probably smoke up the place just as much as like a cast iron pan. But I've always found that like searing meat of any kind in any conditions with fat in the pan, with no fat in the pan, it doesn't matter. It makes the smoke alarm go off and it's really annoying.
Right.
But in this case, in this video that we were filming a couple weeks ago, we're shooting the video. It was a sponsored video, by the way. So like I got paid to do the video.
Nice.
But like during the video, the fire alarm went off, the smoke alarm, and Eve tripped over the tripod and the camera fell over.
Oh, jeez. Really,
the whole thing, like, the LCD display, like, completely, like, got messed up. Like, would not function and, like, was warped and broken.
Yeah.
So I had to send it to the Sony repair place
mm-hmm.
to get it repaired because to buy a new camera, it's like $1,000.
That's a lot.
So,
jeez, oh my gosh!
I was like, I'll pay the $300 to get it repaired.
Uh-huh.
It came back brand new.
It did. You got it back already?
Yeah, I got it back.
Good.
I got it back in like
that's good.
Like 5 days, something really short, and it came back all clean too. They cleaned it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they just replaced the LCD display and it works fine. It's great. Amazing.
So your sweetie helped with that, or
he paid for it?
Okay. Well, that's very nice of him.
He did it.
All right. So everything's okay.
I was just very sad to be without the camera for a few days because it was my favorite camera.
Yeah.
It was like my favorite vlogging camera.
Mm.
And I was upset that I like couldn't use it. So I didn't really film for like 5 days.
Uh-huh.
I filmed a little bit of stuff with my iPhone throughout the week. But it's just not as fun, you know, and it's not as good. It's not as good. The microphone is terrible on an iPhone, and I don't have one of those external mics that you can put on there, which I guess I should buy one. It should be part of, you know, I should probably like search on Amazon really quickly or like do a little search for some gear to buy one of those like mics that you can put in there so that it get better sound. But like, because the picture is actually nice on an iPhone. Like,
oh, sure.
When I export it onto Final Cut Pro, it looks nice.
Yeah.
But like, it's the audio is rough. I have to like do all kinds of like back end like audio. Boosting,
and that,
and that's no fun.
Yeah.
the next time on YouTuber Tea, no one wants to hear me complain about my creator problems.
This is the life of K. Really.
Yeah. These are my creator problems. Like when your camera breaks, I need more than one vlogging camera. Maybe I need like. I need to make one. I need to be like one of those gear collecting people that has like. Has like four point and shoot cameras and like five DSLRs and like one of those really expensive ones that you never gets used.
Right.
You know?
Then you got to do the unboxing.
Yeah, I'll do the unboxing.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah. I did an unboxing video for the iRobot 890. That one got a lot of views, actually.
Really?
Yeah, actually, you know, I haven't checked it for a while. Let's see how many views that one has. I make so much content now that I don't check to see how many views things have gotten. Wow, this is really slow. Let me.
What's that?
YouTube in general.
Oh, they like, may have some troubles because we got pretty fast internet here.
YouTube. I'm telling you, YouTube has been broken for the majority of the afternoon.
That's crazy.
So that's been a lot of problems for everybody.
I wonder if it's something to do with the chat here.
I feel like that has something to do with it.
The chat is not happening.
Yeah.
Whoops. That's not what I meant to press.
That might have something to do with it. Wait, load more. When was that? That was like a year ago that I got that that Roomba. The Roomba's great, by the way. You guys should get one. It's the best like little machine in the world. It does your vac. It's like a vacuum slave.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It just like you want a vacuum, but you don't want to do the work.
It does it for you.
Press a button.
When you're gone, right? When you're.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or when you're there. Usually I don't usually run it unless I'm there. Because like, I don't know. Sometimes it gets stuck in places. And it's like, doo-doo. Error. We're stuck. Help us. And then you'll get a little notification on your phone that it's stuck. The notification says Herbie is stuck.
Oh, that's what you've named
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to name
that's
it.
A cute name.
It forces you to name it. And it's like Herbie's left wheel is stuck. Or like Herbie has, you know, I don't know. It's like they having it kind of forces you to anthropomorphize it a little bit, you know? I can't find my own video. iRobot. Wait. 890 unboxing. Let's see which one. Oh, my first in the search. I had 28,000 views. That's not too bad.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of people.
Yeah. That's not bad at all.
Well, the only reason why I want to get one of those self-driving vacuum cleaners was to make sure to watch the cats ride it. I'm sure, right?
Wouldn't cats ride it in The Sims, and it's amazing.
I know. I saw that video that you posted. That's amazing. It's pretty good.
I didn't even know that was a thing until I like it. I've had the game for so long, and it always surprises me with stuff like that. I'll just be like, wait a minute, what is happening? It's the best.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. The little robot vac in The Sims is not that useful, actually, but it's just kind of fun.
Because a cat will ride it.
The cat will ride it, yeah. I think, I mean, maybe it's useful if you have some sort of furry pet. Mm. There's a trait that your pets have called hairy, where the pet will leave little hairy things if you don't brush it enough. So like
a cat, for instance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So your house gets kind of like with like stuff all over it.
Yeah.
I like the way that like some things in The Sims have consequences. It's the best.
It sounds good. Like real life, right?
I could build your house in The Sims and like make a sim of you guys and put you in it.
And then you make us do weird things, probably.
Would I make you do weird things? I don't think I would. I'm not that kind of sim player.
Yeah, no, it seems like... Well, you did that thing where you woohooed that guy to death.
Oh, that was another... That was a different save, though.
Wow,
oh, that
different
That was the save. Black Widow challenge.
Yeah.
That was a different save. Mm-hmm. In my regular Sims gameplay, it's very wholesome. Like, it's like the perfect family, like perfect life. How kind much? Of like never do any mean interactions ever.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah.
I actually don't do mean interactions. Like I do mean interactions if another sim like is mean to my sim at first, and then I get mad. I'm like, well, let's fight.
Oh yeah,
but it is fun. Like I like watching other people play because it's entertaining. Because like right now there's a thing called the Flargin challenge.
Flargin?
Yeah.
What is Flargin?
I don't know. It's dumb, but it's the Flargin challenge is where you have to
really?
You have to have triplets and name them all Flargin and raise them equally. And whoever turns out to be the best Flargin wins, and you have to kill the other Flargins.
Wow.
It's really stupid.
Flargin challenge.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
There's a bunch of Sims.
Some really good gin,
There's
by
a
the
bunch
way.
Of Sims challenges that you can do. There's the 100 baby challenge,
mm-hmm.
where you're supposed to have 100 babies over the fewest generations.
Mm-hmm.
And there's rules. Like, you can't have a butler. You can't have, like, a job. You can't have... You can't have a nanny, so you have to do all the child rearing yourself. I tried it. It was really hard, and I got really frustrated and quit.
Sounds like it won't be really hard.
But yeah, Sims content's fun. Sims is fun. I was making Sims videos for a while, but I don't think my laptop can handle the screen recording and the gameplay at the same time.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to get a gaming computer.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
So I don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe I'll like save up some money for it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll try to get like the cheapest one available. I don't know. Or if, you know, people want to donate.
There you go.
To my PayPal, I'll put it in the description.
Where is that going to be?
Huh?
Oh, no, you can
put it in the description. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding. Or I'm not. You can Venmo me.
Hurry up, people. Kay needs a gaming machine.
I need a gaming computer.
To properly do her videos.
I'll open up like a Patreon for it.
There you go. Yeah. Do you think we should take a...
A short break.
I don't know. What do we got?
We have 15 minutes left, should take a break. That's okay. Fine.
All right, that's fine.
So I'll have some curls during the break because I can't eat those during the show.
They're very crunchy.
They're super crunchy.
But they're good.
I don't think that the people would appreciate the crunching sounds.
There's always some. There's always some people who are weirdly into that.
Well, not the ASMR people, but like they would probably like the sounds. But like, yeah, I watched an ASMR video last week just like because it was like somebody I was. Well, you know what? Surprisingly, somebody I'm not subscribed to, but somebody I kind of watch the videos because I'm watching a train wreck.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, why do people like this?
Sure.
But it made me laugh a little bit.
I don't. It's a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll take a little break. Maybe we'll pull up some weird news. We're going to eat the
weird
Trader
news.
Joe's potato lentil curlies. Delicious. We'll be right back after this. Stick around.
Is the Derek
and K Show. Does your house smell like ass? Find out what you can do tonight.
I can't get this flour out.
What's wrong now?
I need something to get the flour out for these little tiny miniature pancakes.
How about this?
Wow, a tiny spoon. How cute. Where did you get that?
At Blotto's, of course.
Blotto's. We've got all kinds of helpful accessories for the kitchen. Cooking something up on the road? Come check out our portable kits that bakers love. Blotto's. We make daily habits fun.
The Warehouse Supply Warehouse is the place for all your warehouse supply needs. Forklifts, wooden pallets, giant storage shelves, bubble wrap, and fluorescent lighting. It's all in here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
House. Supply Warehouse. So come to the warehouse off of I-17. There isn't a sign there yet, but if you walk into a warehouse that looks like a recently abandoned warehouse because there's nothing inside except for warehouse supplies, then you're probably in the right warehouse. But make sure you are, because there are actually a lot of similar-looking abandoned warehouses in that particular area.
The Warehouse Supply Warehouse. It's where you should be. House.
This is the Derek and K Show.
Call the Derek and K Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and K Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and K Show.
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and K Show.
Hello.
You know, that's kind of fitting. We were just talking about doing the number two.
Well, I wipe my dog's butt, so.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
All the time. There's something, I don't know. There's something very, like, humbling about wiping the dog's butt.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I guess Sarah wipes the dog's butts more often than I do.
Like, he
can't. She wipes the dog's butts all the time.
Like, he can't do it.
No, he can't do it.
So, you know. Like you're taking care of him.
Yeah.
It's real.
And I was reminded today that I got to cut the butt because he's got his bloomers in his
little
his poop today.
Sanitary cut.
Yeah.
That's what they call that, right?
Yeah. I always say I got to cut the butt.
Cut the butt.
Cut the butt. Because I have little, I have these little razors and I cut the butt. Yeah. He doesn't like it either. Yes, this is exactly the sound it makes. And he does not like it. He does not like when I get the what is it called? A razor? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like when I get it out. He's like, oh no, she's going to touch the butt. She's going to cut the butt.
Don't cut the butt.
Don't cut the butt.
Just touch the butt. Yeah. Yeah.
But I gotta cut the butt. I gotta do the sanitary cut.
You gotta do the sanitary cut.
Yeah, because I can't have, I just, it's so gross. Or I can take them to the groomer and have them do it for like $15.
They could cut the butt.
They can cut the butt. And then I don't have to be the bad, I don't have to be the bad, bad guy.
This is some good, this is some good gin here.
Yeah,
okay.
Some good gin.
Cherish.
Magic gin. Yeah, it makes blue, it sound like you're already drunk.
Blue gin.
Cherish magic gin.
Well, it's like bright blue. Changes pink when you add it to tonic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Isn't it? Yeah.
All right.
It's tasty.com.
I think it's time for some weird news.
I'm excited.
All right. I'll just press this button then.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
Oh, nice. All right.
Nice.
Whoops. No,
oh,
no, no.
It's
this
over.
One
good.
Comes to us from Florida. Gator bust through.
Oh.
A kitchen window.
A gator bus. Is it a bus full of gators?
No. Just one gator.
Oh, there was a gator on the bus?
It just... busts. B-U-S-T-S.
A bu... wait
gator
a
gator bust through a window.
Oh, a gator
yeah.
bust through... Or burst through
well,
a window.
You could say burst.
Okay.
Yeah, that works probably a little bit better. Clearwater, Florida.
I was very confused. I was like, first of all, what's a gator bus and how do I get on it?
The gator busted through the window. The kitchen window broke several bottles of red wine in a Florida home before it was captured.
R.I.P. the wine.
And that's what's happening
how,
in Florida.
How does a gator bust through the window? Because it's not going that fast, right? Like on land? Did they not go that fast? I mean, I know they're quick in the water, but like they're not like super fast. And all you have to do is like, well, you have to zigzag to get away from the gator.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There you go. There you go. That's good.
That's so dumb. That's like one of the, is that really true?
I forgot about that, but thanks for reminding us. Kay, you probably just saved someone's life. Just listening
so?
To the show, yes.
Okay, well, if you need to get away from a gator chasing you, you have to zigzag because they can't change direction very fast.
That's right. Wow. So this is a big sucker. It's 11 foot long
well,
left
it's
gator.
Florida.
So I guess anything that big could just break through a window.
I mean, but what was it doing? Did it like break
probably
the window?
Looking for wine, I'm guessing, right? I mean...
is there video?
No. I mean, well, not on this story, but who knows? On the internet, maybe we could find something.
I mean, was the window like ground level? I'm so curious.
You get
curious.
A lot of questions here. You know, yeah. It's not really saying that. She said she played computer games. It took two trappers to catch this thing.
So confused about this story.
They called this in. I guess the woman was in the house. That called this in. She was in the house the same time the gator was, and while she was waiting, she was playing computer games. That's what it says.
Oh,
which sounds like it's the 90s.
Was the gator in the house and she was just playing computer games?
That's what the story says.
Wouldn't she be afraid of the gator?
Waiting for help to arrive, she's playing some computer games.
Well, she sounds like she's too far short of a Happy Meal if she's just doing that.
That's right.
Why did she wait in the house?
I don't know. You would have been running out of the house diagonally, right? I mean,
I don't know. So I'm part of this like bug identification group on Facebook.
Is this a new thing?
I don't know. It's like I've been a part of it for like a year. Somebody just posted the biggest picture that they could find of like a wolf spider mom with all the babies on the
back.
Oh
no!
I mean, it's a great picture. Like it's a really amazing picture. But like, is in my feed, and I'm like, really? I'm like, how? Why? Why is it so big?
That's what she said.
Oh my!
I mean, she's got hundreds of babies on her. Hundreds. Did I tell you? I told you about that time we went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah,
I went down that rabbit hole.
No,
we were
no.
Watching spider.
No,
spider
no,
egg
I can't.
Openings.
I cannot.
Spider sack openings. Yeah,
I can't do that. That sounds horrible.
I don't know what was happening
how could
that
you,
evening.
How could you sleep? How could you be a person after that?
It was just on, it was just a video.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like the worst thing ever.
We watched so many of them, and we were kind of creeped out each time, but we couldn't stop watching.
Oh my gosh.
There was this one woman who was just, she had bred these two spiders. I guess she was going to sell them. I mean, they were like, it wasn't like, it's like tarantulas, okay? Like, I feel like tarantulas are super close to like mammals because they're just furry. So they don't upset me as much as like regular spiders aren't as furry.
It almost looks like it could be like an animal.
Yeah, it looks like it could be like a pet.
Sure.
So like it's not as upsetting, but like the babies are still kind of like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
She has to steal the sack away from the mother, which is the first upsetting thing. She's holding on to the sack with her like front legs like, no! She's in there with their like tweezers trying to pull it away. And I felt so bad for her. I was like, oh man, she's just stealing the baby. She's stealing the baby sack, right? And then she sits there and she opens it like really careful with tweezers and all the babies come out. And she said in the video that she has to eventually put each one of them into their own container.
Okay.
What? It's like 500 of them. I'm like, how are you going to do this?
That sounds crazy. Like
it's going to take her all week if she was going to do it, you know? It was unbelievable. I was like, are you going to? I mean, but I wonder how much each one of them sell for individually. You know what? How much is to buy a tarantula?
Well, we could look it up on the internet, I guess.
How do you spell it? Tarantula pet buy one. Tarantula pet buy one. Okay. Okay. First of all, I just put that into my Google search.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So I got some results. I got $40 for one tarantula, right? But then the next listing is from Etsy, and it's just monkey's paw.
Monkey's paw?
For $250.
Ew.
That's like some creepy like voodoo stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really weird.
I don't like that. Why would, ooh, gross.
Yeah, that's really weird.
It's a sculpture. It's not even a real monkey's paw.
Okay. Still no matter what.
Oh, who wants it? Anyway, tarantulas for sale.
Okay.
Largest selection. Tarantulas for sale. Well, you know what? They're not super cheap. So the Goliath bird-eating tarantula, which, goddamn, I wouldn't want because they're big, $70. But that's
gosh.
That's the sale price, apparently.
That
sale.
Sounds like a lot of coin.
Sale. You can get a Mexican red-kneed tarantula for $40, sale. You can get a cobalt blue tarantula for $64.99.
Oh.
That one's not on sale. You can get a Mexican fireleg tarantula for $40. Ooh, you can get a Goody sapphire ornamental tarantula, which actually looks really pretty. Captive bred for $149.99.
Oh, geez, that's a lot of coin.
Some of these other ones were like, okay, $80, $60, $109.99, $39. Oh, that one's creepy. I don't want that one. That four. Oh, some of these are like, oh my gosh, get them away. $34.99. Oh, sold out. $39.99. Yeah, they're not super cheap. I mean, the cheapest one's $24.99.
Yeah, that's a lot for a spider.
Some of these I'm like, oh my God, the camel spider? No.
I'm okay without
no
seconds.
So much nope. So many nopes on the camel spider. Nopes. He's $40, but I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah,
no.
Sure.
Because it looks like it's a spider, but it looks like a cricket shape. I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I won't be able to sleep at night. No.
I clicked on it. It looks like it looks like a looks like a scorpion a little bit.
Oh, we're running out of time.
They can get 8 inches long. That's, okay, we got to go.
Woo!
Get one. Camel spider.
No, I think I'm good. Well, we've read one weird news story.
Yeah, that's
all right,
good.
That's the end of the weird news.
All right, I guess that's it. Good work.
Thanks.
Oh, they're not technically spiders. Oh, I feel like I've been duped. They're not. Oh, they're not technically. They're still arachnids, though. I don't like it.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, oh, what happened?
I think I dropped my phone.
Oh, okay, you're okay.
That's all right. That was a good show, though, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Get some gin.
Mm. Well, you know, not a, I don't know, backwaterreptiles.com.
There you go.
100% live arrival guarantee. Can you imagine getting a dead tarantula in the mail?
I don't know what's worse.
That would, yeah, I'd be disappointed. All right, we gotta go, I guess. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hooray!
Oh, that's a nice kitty.
That's a nice kitty.
Nice kitty. Yeah.
I love little pussy.
It's a nice pussy.
It's really colorful.
I have
That went by really fast.
It did.
Go by fast.
Really fast.
I mean, I've never searched online for spiders to buy. Some of these look really interesting. Oh, you can buy a trapdoor spider. Why would you do that, though? Like, I mean, maybe it'd be kind of fun. I mean, trapdoor spiders are kind of cool. But, like, aren't they super aggressive? I don't know. Some of these ones are really pretty. Like, the blue one is, like, amazing, gorgeous. The one that's $149.99. Goodies. Oh, it's so pretty.
I don't know if I need something like that, though.
It's so pretty. It's got like a... Oh, it's a native to an area fewer than 39 square miles in India. Catches prey without a web, sometimes in mid-flight.
Whoa.
What?
Sounds terrifying.
Oh, also known as the peacock parachute spider.
Peacocks.
It's really pretty. It's blue. Like, it looks like a cartoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay without having a spider pet.
I don't really want one either. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. But some people have lots of these. They have, like, lizards and...
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever you do, you.
Nasty.
I don't think I'd like to have an arachnid, because I get
upset. No. That thing breaks loose. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't know if they have a bunch of these. I don't think they have like very venomous bites. I think it won't feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that they're particularly aggressive either. Like, I feel like the bites often are like a defense mechanism.
Right. If you're about to step on it.
Yeah. Like, or like if you're messing with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Play with it like a kitten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're threatening it in any kind of way. But I still, I don't want to.
I'm all good.
I'm not really all about bringing it into my house and like taking care of it. It's kind of weird for me. You got to watch the Clover thing.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny.
Should I keep the tape rolling?
Yeah, you can keep the tape rolling if you want.
All right, where do I go?
It's fun. YouTube.com/hubneat. I give you the exact URL. Because I have a custom URL, but like I don't, I need to change it, but.
Whoops.
Actually, I'll never change it. It's fine. It's an easy URL.
Oops. What'd I do?
What'd you do?
Nubneat.
YouTube.com. Just type it into YouTube.com/hubneat. Into a...
Stumpy nubs on YouTube.
Stumpy nubs. It's probably a channel.
Okay.
Oh, there's me.
Is this where I'm going?
No, but you can click on it anyway. You can go to the channel.
Okay. From here?
Oh, ads.
Wow.
I don't see ads.
Is this you?
Yeah, you can go there.
Okay. Okay.
It'll be go to Hoop Skirts and Nostalgia. It's like the last sort of few minutes of the video. Oh, it's there.
Wait, where am I?
Go up.
Oh. Okay.
It's good times.
Meet the Landers.
Okay, we got ads.
Yeah, you gotta let the ad play. Sorry,
it's
there.
Good. It's good. Oh, I gotta keep it playing.
Yeah, can you let the ad
play?
Okay,
I'll let it. Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No skipping there.
Don't skip it.
Okay.
Although I've never seen which ads play during my videos, so I'm kind of curious. I guess this is appropriate. The standing desk ad. Interesting. I guess that makes sense. Is this based on both your behavior and my video analytics? So this is really interesting for me to see because I don't like watch my channel incognito or anything like that. I should, but I don't. Oh. Interesting. Thanks for watching that.
Oh, what do I do?
I think you can skip it now.
Okay, no thanks.
I'm creating my. Oh shit! Another one played.
Whoa! Wow, that's a lot of ads.
All right, you can skip that one as well.
I can skip that one.
I use Wix, though, by the way.
Is it good to keep it going? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for you. It's good for me.
It's good for me. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just eat some more lentil curls.
I like Wix.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's what I use to make my website.
It's a website thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's pretty easy to use. I got fun shit.
That's a long ad. These curls are really good, though.
They're really good.
Oh my gosh, the Trader Joe's. This is all after show, so, you know.
Made Training Academy?
What?
I need to investigate what that is. It has almost 1 million views, whatever that is. This is a long commercial. How long is it? Oh, 10 more seconds? All right, cool.
Minute 12. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really long.
So unnecessary.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, who's that? who's that?
Oh, my gosh. He's growling. Oh, that was cute.
It's at the end, though. So you can go all the way to the end. It's like, yeah? It's like, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, we're here.
Oh, yeah, you can see the preview. So, like, go a little bit before.
I have right here? My iPhone with me. My camera is obviously
yeah.
broken.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, there's that. I put that in there.
Wait, this is funny. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
Wasn't that terrible?
Well, at least you got that out of it.
Yeah, I got it fixed. Yeah, and I was shooting it with two cameras, so I got the footage from the camera
down.
That was shooting it and the camera that got
that was pretty good.
Busted up.
Just full of stuff.
My parents' house. They sold it.
Drawers and full of stuff. It's just a
lot. Do you want me to go some?
I have a little pile of things that I am.
Yeah, you can see.
Oh, I know that controller.
Yeah, that's the turbo joint.
Yeah, I remember. I had that too.
Yeah.
Some other bags there.
I was like, I was not going to let the turbo joint go to the estate sale.
No.
I was like, I'm keeping this shit.
What should I do here?
For the environment, but I've come across some of my old writings here. And I think these are pretty busy here at the Orna Soprano headquarters.
This is fine.
Hope you guys are having a great morning, great afternoon, great evening, wherever you are, and I'll see you in the next one. It's not clear. Bye.
Oh, that's cute.
Lover. Who's that? Look. Who's that?
Hmm? Staring him down.
Who is that? Clover, who's that? who's that?
Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
Who's that?
Oh, jeez.
Who's that?
Oh, jeez.
It's a toy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I move it suddenly, and his reaction is hilarious.
All right, I guess I'm going to put it in the closet, because he's terrified. Clover, it's okay. It's just it's not a real dog. It's not a real dog. Look. Come here.
Oh, he's so confused.
Look, see?
He hates
it.
It's not real.
Look. Look, boom, dead.
Aww.
That was, he was so convinced that it was real. He's looking for it. I put it away.
Where's the dog?
I put him away, buddy. You're okay.
That's cute.
He's looking for it now.
It's gone. Buddy, you're okay. Come here. Come here. Come here. You're okay. You're okay.
Aww.
He did that with Gordon's dog, too.
So silly.
Yeah. Yeah. You're okay. It's not real. You can touch it. It's not real. It's a fake dog. Yeah, it's fake. It's a fake. It's an imposter dog. It's not okay. You're over it. Okay, bye.
That was funny.
See, it's not real. I mean, don't take it. But I mean, you good boy. Yeah. Oh boy. Okay, now what's happening now? Jake, he's gonna take it?
No, he's like, he's gonna take it.
Is it your baby now? Okay, now you're okay.
Cute.
Clover's crazy.